You are tuned directly to David Lee Roth. How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Sie haben sich direkt zu David Lee Roth dazugeschaltet. Wie wäre es mit etwas Feuer, Vogelscheuche?
St. Catharines, Canada, baby, yeah. Pipersville, Pennsylvania, baby. Savannah, Ohio, Mexico. Y para la gente que está hablando solamente en español, tenemos muchas oportunidades aquí, baby. Finalmente, para la primera vez, it's a little hard first thing in the morning, para la primera vez, aquí lo tienes. Mio, baby, David Lee Roth, Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, New York, talking to Philly, all about Dallas, coming to Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. We actually are coming to Boston, I think, for St. Patrick's Day. Oof. You know what? It's the weekend. Should we start St. Patrick's Day early? Maybe we should. This is maybe not a bad thing. Give us an email, davidleeroth.com, if you've got something that'll send me into rehab. Or give us a call. Whatever you think is the best thing. I'm going to go have a few drinks tonight. Obviously, I'm a little warmed up before I got to the studio. Okay. I actually didn't even go to sleep last night. And we do this whole show standing up. Actually, the whole thing happens. B. Young is on feet. Hutch is on his feet. I'm up. And evidently you're up or you wouldn't be listening. 866-313-3733. DavidLeeRoth.com. I read here where Ozzy Osbourne's gal, Kelly, is going back into rehab. I just had an idea. Let's have people call in and say, name songs for getting out of rehab. What do you think? You want to make a hit list? Like 10 favorite songs for getting out of rehab. Like, I Can See Clearly Now. Right? Or Don't Worry, Be Happy. That could possibly be. 866-313-3733. Songs for getting out of rehab. What do you think? Is it a good idea?
And also, how about songs for putting you into rehab in the first place?
That could be too. You know, one shot, one whiskey, one beer, whatever. You know, something. The list could be very long, and I think our audience is very creative because it's Friday and everybody's already started the weekend. You know you have. Don't lie to me. I know that our 50-year-old stripper did. She was great, huh? Yeah. Took me 20 minutes to recover from that phone call.
I'm still recovering, man.
She was great. Hey, yeah. You know what? Walking it is probably more important than talking it when it comes to the fine art of, you know what? There's an actual term for striptease. They're called ecdysiasts. That's the real name. She's an ecdysiast, okay? And I know it sounds Latin to me, but that's the real name there. And I'm wondering how many other 50-year-old strippers there are out there, because I've seen some 50-year-old gals, some gals in my age bracket, who are stunning, who are amazing. Down at the Crunch Gym, I've seen them over coming out of the Chelsea Piers, but that name alone sounds like a stripper, doesn't it? Brian, go ahead.
What's that word again? Ecdysiast?
There you go.
What does that mean?
It's a striptease, a exotic dancer.
So would a girl be an ecdysiast for a living, or is she, would you use the word differently?
I don't know. I think you're always a stripper. So, you may do it for a living for a while, but I think that that's something that starts in your teenage years and continues for the rest of your life. Do you agree or disagree?
It makes it sound better, though, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly looks better on your job resume, on your job application, because who's going to ask what that is, right? They don't even hand me job applications anymore. Under sex, I write often. 866-313-3733. Talk to me. Mike, he's up here. You got a song for going into rehab or getting out of rehab? What do you think, Mike?
You know, actually, David, what I have is there's a T-shirt out there. It says rehab is for quitters. I thought that'd be a good one for it. Yeah.
For those who can't sustain it, huh? What are you doing this weekend? Anything interesting? Are you going anywhere interesting?
Just playing with my kids. That's it.
Okay. And does your kid play with Xbox, or is he going to watch the Olympics? Or
Nah, they're twins. They're five. They're too young for that. Yeah.
Oh, they're too young to download porno on the phone. A couple more summers, huh?
Exactly.
But don't you think Ashley Simpson is kind of porn? I mean, from our perspective.
Definitely. It's all porn.
Thanks for calling. Go on, catch the next one. Catch the next one there, Hutch. 866-313-3733. A number of subjects, but they all seem to dovetail. Wherever there's strippers, there's alcohol involved, okay? When there's alcohol involved, anything worth doing is worth overdoing. Potential rehab issues. Okay, I want to address all three in one phone call. Vic, you're on. David Lee Roth, you're speaking to. Go ahead, Vic.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going extraordinary, my friend. What are you up to today?
On my way to school every day.
What are you studying? What are you going to be when you grow up?
An electrician.
A what?
An electrician.
An electrician. I love electricity. Please, speak.
Yeah, it's shocking. what's it called? The greatest song to actually think about going into, it would probably be I Drink Alone by George Thurgood.
I love that. What a great choice. Animal, write all of these down. Or Hutch, one of you guys, write all of these down. In fact, fellas in the back, Dukes, write all of these down. And then what we'll do is the following Friday, we'll use all of the suggestions for the backing tracks and all the loops. We'll make loops out of the intros and stuff. And we'll have Be Young, you know, track blast it and play along with the different loops that we make. So write that one down. What was that again? Say it one more time.
George Thurgood, I Drink Alone.
I Drink Alone by George Thurgood. Make sure you write this down there. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733.
Hey, Dave, wasn't yours a George Thurgood one also? One whiskey, one scotch, one beer?
One bourbon, one scotch,
that's
one beer?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. Put that one down
George
as well.
Thurgood also.
Make sure you guys are writing this down.
First two have both been George Thurgood.
And what happened to George? Where is George? He's a living testimonial to the power of music. He's a living testimonial to the power of one bourbon, one shot, and one beer. Linda, she's here. Linda, are you going out tonight? Where are you going? And what are you going to do when you get there?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Extraordinary, Linda. How about yourself?
Same here, same here. I'm having a shot of Henny tonight for sure.
Where are you going to go and do that?
Right here on the island. I'm on Long Island, right on the water.
Okay, and what, you're going to have a shot of what?
Henny. Hennessy?
Okay.
Yeah, that's my baby.
Have you ever had Pimp's Breakfast? Which is, it's Grand Marnier.
I've served it up a couple of times.
It's Grand Marnier and Jell-O water.
There you go.
Oh, it goes right with the outfit. What's the worst drink that you've ever heard of, Linda? What's the worst possible one?
The worst drink? Oh, anything pink. I don't know. I don't go for those sweet things.
Oh, that's interesting. So you choose by the color.
Yes, by the color.
That's interesting because you know what? I wouldn't order a pink drink either.
See?
Really? And
I'm your future wife, Dave. I have to be one of the first women up there in your studio, okay?
Okay.
All right. Listen,
oh, is this Linda? Is this
coming out of rehab? You ready?
Okay, what's the song for coming out of rehab?
The Animals. We got to get out of this place.
Oh, that's an excellent choice.
That's Matt, the only one that's got to be ringing in your ears after 30 days.
Amazing.
I'm also a world traveler like you, and I love talking, I mean, listening to Henry yesterday because Afghanistan is next on my list.
And you know what? Henry is probably one of the greatest thinkers in our culture today.
I can't believe he was reading Jihad on the plane. I've been to Pakistan.
He's also
Africa three times, and I'm definitely drawn to that side of the world.
Yeah, he's an interesting cat. And you know what? He's playing in Philadelphia tonight. I believe it's at the factory, Electric Factory, however that's called.
Well, but what time are you picking me up?
Well, let me put on my pickup voice and we'll discuss it.
You got it.
What time?
Any time is good.
What time do you want me to pick you up?
Yeah, you could. I'm probably about 105 pounds.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to bring Animal, and he can carry both of us.
Well, I'm here in Freeport, so Animal doesn't intimidate me. I'm the only one.
No, no. He's there to encourage us.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Keep the number. Here's my number and a dime. Call me again sometime, Linda. She had good ideas there. Yeah. Matt, make sure you're writing all these names down. Seriously, I'm going to read the list when we're all done here, guys, so don't freak around back there. Write those all down there. Go ahead and take a track here one time. What do you got? I think we got somebody. Trisha. Number 8.
Yes.
Trisha, you're on. What's up, Trish?
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing excellent. Where are you going out tonight?
Not.
Oh, you're not? Okay, but Do you have a song? Do you have a drink recipe that'll send me to rehab? Or what's a good song that'll I can play when I get out of rehab? Or that we can play for Kelly Osbourne? What do you think?
White Snake, Here I Go Again on My Own.
Outstanding choice. Trisha, where are you calling from?
Akron, Ohio.
Oh, wow. Are we on the radio there?
You are, and you know what? I just want to let you know, I never listened to this channel before you came on.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? For the rest of you, like herself there, if we're not on the radio, go ahead and get on the horn, man. If you guys have enough time to email us and call in on the phones and stuff, call all the normal radio stations. I call it real radio. And you get on the horn there. And, you know, they'll pay a lot of attention to your emails, your phone calls, student demonstrations, toilet papering the studio. Don't do that.
Mostly jazz, but in the morning, this is my best choice.
You know what? This is kind of jazz. We move in a kind of a jazz mode. You can tell from my voice. I'm going to be introducing these. This is where I learned in the 60s is that you talk to women like this because this is how the jazz DJ did.
Yeah. And the Red Bull helped with that.
Jazz, oh, you little slut. I love the way you think.
Yeah. Babe.
Number 12. Give me up here on number 12, Hutch. Number 12.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? This is Darren from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. How are you today?
Oh, hey, Darren.
Hi.
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to say one of the songs for going in would be Take My Whiskey Home.
Write that down in the back. Hey, guys, you see me in the back there? You got your hand going? Okay, they're taking this down. And what's the one for getting out?
I would say Bill Withers, Lovely Day.
Very good. How about It's a Beautiful Morning, you know? This is weepy stuff, you know?
You're going to take it out full style, jump.
Oh, right. Like, might as well jump. That's the clarion, that's the anthemic prison break of three different generations. Might as well jump. Lead with your face. That's my credo. I've been places with my face. You wouldn't go with a pistol.
I got one for you, Dave.
What do you got, animal? What do you got?
Night Nurse.
Night Nurse.
Oh, the pain is getting worse.
Well, wait a minute. Night Nurse is when you're in rehab.
Yeah.
Okay, before, during, and after.
And
Roth Radio.
Do you want to ride the white pony?
You don't have a white pony. I do. 866-313-3733. I think Steve's got a rehab song.
Oh, I thought we were going to do Ron. Ron in Pittsburgh had a good one.
You're on, Ron. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
It's going extraordinary. Where are you going tonight? You going anywhere interesting? What are you going to do?
I actually am. I'm going to a big metal concert down in Columbus, Ohio.
And who's playing? What's the story there?
The band is Byzantine. There's an opening band called Shocking Jesus. You might have heard about them. They had the woman on MySpace that got, not fired, but in trouble with her school because she had the band Shocking Jesus on her page.
Okay. Well, we'll have to pay attention to that. What are you going to be drinking tonight at the Shocking Jesus evening with?
probably just Pepsi. I'm not a big drinker.
Okay. And can you recommend a rehab song? Because I am going to be drinking tonight.
I actually have three.
Okay. Write these down, fellas. Go ahead.
One for before, one for during, and one for after.
I like the way he thinks. Complete sentences. Here we go.
Before would be Mr. Brownstone by Guns N' Roses.
I love it. Mr. Brownstone, that's an excellent one. That's not drinking, that's heroin. Much better. Oh, much better. Heroin could last the whole week. I love this. Go ahead. Next, during.
And during would be Sanitarium by Metallica.
Do you not love our audience? This is the best gig we've ever had. Look at Brian's face, man. This is the best gig we've ever worked here. I have no problem getting up in the morning for this gig. I have no problem staying up all night for this gig. This is the best. This is the best back and forth we've ever had, aside from Tina in Chicago. Oh, never a good time to bring that up. And what about the after song? What do you recommend for getting out of rehab? What do you think?
Freebird.
Excellent, excellent. And if you can get, you know what? If you can get all the way through the live version of Freebird without getting bored, then you probably have been in rehab. Thank you very much for calling. 866-313-3733. What I was saying is earlier I had read that Kelly Osbourne, Ozzy's daughter, unfortunately, and I mean that, is, you know, gone back to rehab. We salute the effort or whatever. And then I dovetailed that neatly. That's what you pay me for. I'm going to go out tonight, and I am going to have a drink. And if one thing leads to another, hey, a fella could get lucky, and I may need rehab. and I need a soundtrack, just as we have B. Young here in the studio. He may not be there on the day I get out. And we're going to play all of these songs on next Friday. We'll do loops of the intros, and we'll collect all the songs and everything. And we'll sort of build a Friday kind of a repertoire. Email us at thedavidleeroth.com or thedavidleerothshow.com, or you can just hand it to the doorman downstairs, because he probably drinks. Next call? You got a next call? Well, we've always got a next call. Steve, you're on Roth Radio. You're talking to D-Row.
Well, how you doing, old man? Oh, I don't take that personal.
I don't.
I'm a lot older than you.
How old are you?
I got a tune for you there.
Okay.
Okay, I have 30 days in a hole at Humble Pie.
Okay, now is that a during? Because that sounds like a during rehab song.
That sounds like a what song?
It sounds like you're when you're in rehab, you would play 30 Days in the Hole. Or are you positioning this as a getting out of rehab song?
Oh, well, I guess it could be Cocaine then, or, you know, Eric Clapton.
Okay, well, let's get this in mind. Hold on, I'll be your producer. You'll be the artist, I'll be the producer. Okay, we'll open with Cocaine, and that's what will land you in rehab. 30 Days in the Hole is during rehab. What would we be playing as you walk out through those solemn gates on the day you get out? What would you recommend, man?
Well, I think the Freebird would probably be appropriate.
Okay.
Like the man said before.
Okay. Well, now we're starting to think in triples. These are good chess players. These are people who think ahead. The Roth audience, very clever. Like the Honda principal said, too good for better. Go ahead, Brian. What's up?
I have my before, during, and after songs. My before would be, Needle and a Spoon, Allman Brothers.
Okay, write that down. Needle and a Spoon.
And during is Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd. And then after is Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak.
Excellent.
That's what I'm getting out.
Look at this.
Yeah, that Jailbreak sounds pretty good.
There you go. Now he's thinking in there. Where are you calling from, my friend?
Well, I'm somewhere between Cleveland, Ohio, and Youngstown, Ohio, on I-80, hammered down in a truck going eastbound.
Hey, we live and die by truckers. God bless you. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, and that's no BS. We don't go nowhere without guys driving trucks. There ain't no amplifiers going to the next city. There's no David Lee and the wrecking crew goes to Boston for St. Patrick's Day. There's no Henry Rollins works in Philadelphia without trucks and the bad boys who operate. Good to hear from you guys. Call us anytime. 866-313-3733. They're all good, Hutch. Just close your eyes and punch the button.
Danny,
you're on Roth Radio. D Row Large, hit it.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, Highway Star would be the best song.
Why would that be the best song? What's the lyrical content of it? I know of the song, but I don't know what the... are you just saying the energy of the music?
Yes, that song has so much energy. And every time I hear it, I just think about being on a highway, doing 100 miles an hour, and being happy.
Okay, is that what got you into rehab, or what you're playing on your way home to your mom's place?
No, definitely what I'm playing on my way home to my mom's place.
I like the way you think. The Roth audience is very abstract, artistical bunch, huh? I know that song quite well. Be Young, you know that too, man. That's Deep Purple. I'm a highway star. Good stuff. Take one more phone call here, Hutch. And we're making up the list. The list that we're putting together here goes on next Friday. We'll make loops of all the intros, and we'll play the songs on the breaks in and out here.
Brian in Massachusetts.
Brian, go ahead. Hey, why is Massachusetts so good with the rehab question? I'm looking at my manager. He's from Boston. He's turning away. He's refusing to make eye contact. Do we actually have a phone call?
Yeah, he's there.
Go ahead, friend.
I got a song for you for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Beyond kind of stole my idea. I wanted Comfortably Numb for going into rehab.
Okay, there you go. That's a good one. I think I like Comfortably Numb on the way to rehab. I know you, Be Young, knock it off. You're an artist. You're a professional. These people
but
are...
when you're in rehab, you're all sedated. You're in the straitjacket all numb.
What
right?
kind of rehab were you privileged to go to?
Well, I don't know. The one I had to break out of.
Okay, and what's the during?
During Shakira, La Tortura.
Ah, I like it. And you know what? I understand Shakira is coming through town pretty soon. And, oye, mija, this is en español. I'm talking to her. So come on, baby, and come on to the show. I'd love to have her on the show. We play some of the loops of some of her songs there. And you know what? We should review her album, the Rick Rubin coached, you know, executive produced it or whatever. But what is that? Oral Fixation Part 2. That's the title of my love life. And what's for after? What's after? After rehab.
Probably Sting, Brand New Day.
I love it. It is a brand new weekend.
Check it out.
Get it, baby.
Because life is slow when the groove is on.
Taking all kinds of emails here, baby. 866-313-3733, davidleeroth.com. Ooh, we're the bomb here. It looks like Hoffman, Philip Seymour Hoffman, is talking about his drug issues here, his former drug problems. I had mentioned earlier that I had a lot of participation with these things during the height of the rock and roll career. I've probably done every probable thing there was to do, some of them 14 times. Oh, that was a good week. So if you have a personal question, then save it, because you probably already know the answer. What is it, Brian?
I have a question.
What's
have
that?
You, have you ever had to go to rehab? You think I think you're too professional.
What am I going to do, flunk out of the place? I would flunk out of the place that W.C. Fields probably was.
Hey, Dave, I thought Crazy Girls was your rehab.
No, actually, that's the firing range. Okay, we're taking calls here about what song would put you in rehab, because it is the weekend. It's Friday. And I've got emails here from Australia. I got tons from Portsmouth, England. I got all over the UK, Ireland, Scotland, you name it. And these are hard-drinking countries, right? What's better than Guinness? What's better than Foster's? Put a little shrimp on the Barbie. That's for striptease later. Okay. 866-313-3733. I also read where poor little Kelly Osbourne is going back to rehab here. What song would be a great song for getting out of rehab? And then, of course, the Genius Roth audience, all of you listening, decided, well, what song would put you in rehab? What song would you listen to during rehab? Well, and then Animal came up, well, what if you were squeezing the nurse in rehab? All very important points. All very important points in concern of recovery. So let's just start at the top of the list there, Hutch, and let's see what the song list is. The fellas are in the back. They're making a list of all of these songs. And next Friday, which is actually Friday being the second day of the weekend here in New York, we'll make loops of all the introductions, and we'll put all the songs on one CD. In fact, we'll read the list at the end of today, and this is what I'm going to listen to tonight, because I probably own every single one of these songs. You know I do. And we'll play this for the program next Friday. We'll use it as loops from the intros, and then we'll have it for track blasting that B. Young can play with his stun guitar there. And we'll consider it a sort of one long theme song. First call, please. Hutch, you're in. Yeah. Who's on?
Oh, we got Robbie, I think.
Robbie, you're on. What's up, Robbie?
All right, Dave. I just want to let you know I love you. I see you the first time in 1978. And here's my three songs.
Okay.
Because he's a rehab veteran, right? We're going to go with a Suicide Solution to put you in rehab.
Okay, write that down. Suicide Solution. Who did Suicide Solution?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, that's
Osbourne,
the patron saint of rehab.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We're talking about rehab veterans here, right?
Okay.
So then you got Over the Mountain, because he's talking to the walls inside. And then you got Flying High Again, because when he gets out, he's going to lap.
Oh, that's excellent. Flying High Again, because he's recidivist. What rhymes with recidivist? That's a little out of the hip-hop realm. But, okay, what was the middle one again? Say it again.
Over the Mountain.
Over the Mountain. Who did that one?
Ozzy. These are the Ozzy triple threat.
You know what?
All Ozzy threesome there, you know. See, he knows all about rehab. That's why he's talking. And the song Over the Mountain, he's talking about talking to the walls inside.
Okay. Well, you know what? I remember Black Sabbath when it first came out, right? And he did, what was it, Sweet Leaf? That starts off with a... Little did we know how prophetic and pathetic it would be, huh?
But you should know that song, because the first time I seen you, you all were the opening act for Black Sabbath.
Oh, absolutely. I partied with Ozzy Osbourne till the day turned bright, till Birdsong. In fact, I have a very good Ozzy Osbourne, David Lee party tale. tale to tell. We'll tell it after the next commercial here. But isn't it interesting? You walk into a church, you see a picture of Jesus. You walk into a government office in Cuba, you see a picture of Castro, and you go to rehab, and there's Ozzy. Sharon!
But I love Ozzy. You can't help but love the man.
Oh, of course I love Ozzy. And I've hung out with Ozzy, and I've met his kids, and I've been to his house in Birmingham, England. And come on, you got to salute the endurance. Like in the movie Barfly, that Mickey Rourke played the part of Charles Bukowski. He says, you think it's easy to be a drunk? It takes endurance.
No doubt about it. Did you know?
Those were good songs. He's got great stuff. 866-313-3733. We're picking the songs that would send you to rehab, that you would listen during rehab. If you fell in love with the night nurse while you're squeezing the night nurse in rehab, once you get out of rehab, what would you play? And let me just extend this. While you're making an excuse to your probation officer, what would you play? Perhaps that's a little extensive. Okay, next call here, Hutch. Bang him in. Who's there?
Gunner,
you're on.
Hey, Dave, how's it going, man?
Extraordinary today. What are you going to be doing tonight, Gunner? Are you going anywhere interesting?
Not really, man. Just probably be rolling around on top of the old lady or something.
Okay, and where are you calling from, Gunner?
I'm in Cleveland, man. I'm not too far from that 50-year-old stripper.
Sounds like it's not a great conceptual leap. But go ahead, Gunner. What would send you to rehab? What's a great song for going into rehab?
Well, it's actually a rehab tune, man. It's Living Life by the Drop by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Outstanding. Living Life by the Drop. Okay. How come nobody's brought up Courtney Love? Isn't every song a rehab song on her?
That's just about that.
Okay.
But, a good one for getting out. A graduation from rehab. When you get home, first thing you do is a little Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
I love it. That's a great Beatle tune. You know what?
Yeah,
that's going to fit great into the show, too. What do you do for a living, my friend?
I'm a blues musician.
Yeah, I thought you knew these songs way, way, way too well.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for calling. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth Worldwide. We're getting the emails are piling up again. St. Catharines, Canada, Pipersville, Pennsylvania, Savannah, Ohio. That's actually the stripper, the 50-year-old stripper. Mexico, Danville, Illinois, Yonkers, New York, Australia. Lee G just called in. Email, actually, Australia is in the house, Dave. What's on tonight's menu? Well, we're going to drink a bite to eat. And when we do, one thing could possibly lead to another. A fella could get lucky and I'll wind up in rehab. What will we be listening to when we walk out? Phone, please, Hutch. Who's on?
Another Boston call, Dave. It's Rich.
Boston is revving up way, way early, and I like that. I actually lived in that area for a while there. I lived in Brookline, Massachusetts. I lived in Swampscott, Massachusetts. My dad went to school in Boston. My Uncle Dave, who's probably listening right now, the brain surgeon. I know. There's one in the family, and it didn't land here. Uncle Dave is probably listening. He's Massachusetts there. You know, there's a whole lot of family history that balances around there. That's on account of how I know why Boston is calling up on St. Patrick's Day so early. Go ahead, Boston. You're in.
Hey, good morning, Dave. This is Rich. How you doing?
Excellent, Rich. What are you having tonight?
Let's see. For going into rehab, there's only one, because there's probably going to be only one person standing next to you by the time you're done, and that would be Running with the Devil.
Oh, I like it. Very good.
Right. And getting out of rehab, David Johansen's version of We Gotta Get Out of This Place.
Excellent stuff. I like it. Running with the Devil was his suggestion. That's a classic Van Halen song.
Oh, yeah.
In a certain sense, I think we may have sent several generations to rehab. I know I'm about to be arraigned on next Tuesday. I'm going down to court. I'm going to be arraigned for sexually harassing the entire nation during the 80s. Animal is going to be my defense attorney. It's Animal's house, baby. I only work here. Don't go away.
David Lee Roth, 92.3 Free FM.
Добро пожаловать, Дэвид Ли Роф. Будьте готовы быть испачканным грязью, быть пристыженным и устыдиться того, что вы еще жив. Welcome to David Lee Roth. Prepare to feel filthy, ashamed, and completely alive.
good music this morning, baby. Wow. The joint is jumping live from the Rhythm Kitchen. A recent graduate from Our Lady of Perpetual Motion. Rock across the ocean, baby. DavidLeeRoth.com. It's easy to sing with this kind of groove in the background. But I explained that earlier, you know, that it's really easy to sing just about anything with a great track in the back because anything sounds good. Watch, I'll show you. Keep the track going there. I'm going to show you how it sounds when I sing Happy Birthday with a track like this. Listen to how this sounds. Happy birthday, baby! Now turn the track off. Listen to how this sounds. Happy birthday to you. Happy. See how different that sounds, animal?
Yeah.
Okay, now before we go on for the rehab, okay, because I caught a lot of flack yesterday for my record review of Sheryl Crow, okay, which now that I'm thinking of it, is what would send you to rehab, okay? The Wildflower soundtrack. That's the soundtrack that would cause you to suffer clinical depression and possibly manifest it and act it out on your blood family or, you know, immediate innocent bystanders. I would understand that. However, I do feel that I have a song that would send you to rehab in a very positive fashion by Sheryl, and we're going to review this song right now. You want to play that song one time?
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
I love the intro already.
All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die.
Yeah.
There's a man next to me out of nowhere.
Tell me, baby.
It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William.
How often do you hear apropos?
Listen to that voice. This is a great song. This is what I was hoping for the whole album. I'll go to rehab for this song. And here comes the anthem. What do you think, Animal? That's a great track, isn't it?
Hey, man, it's like night and day from her album, man. I would think it was two different people just like listening into that. It don't sound nothing like we listened to yesterday, man.
It's that's
like
an extraordinarily good Sheryl Crow song. That's a great
real good song. I like that, man. That's real dope.
That's different than anything else that we heard on the Wildflower album, and I think that fits perfectly. I would drink to that song and allow myself to be shipped off to rehab, possibly suffer through an intervention. I would listen to this song during rehab, possibly in case I'm a recidivist and that I'm going to be a repeat offender, and this song would help remind me of my glory days. And, of course, once you get out of rehab, put it up, babe.
And a happy couple enters the bar.
Sounds like ouch, baby. Look at the birds.
The bartender looks up from his one ads.
Look at that stripper.
All I wanna do is
have some fun.
Okay, Sheryl, you get an A+. You sent me to rehab and you got me out. Loop, please, there, Hutch. Let's take a call on the top. Brian, I think on the top there, number 5, 866-313-3733. Brian, you're on. What song's going to send you to rehab?
Hi, Dave, it's Brian. I'm a big fan for years. The show has been great so far. My three songs are One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer from George Thorogood.
Okay, well, just like most drunks, you're repeating ourselves, but welcome to Alcoholics Unanimous. What's your during song?
The House of Pain from Van Halen.
Ooh, excellent. Van Halen, one of the poster boys, one of the bands for rehab, okay.
And at the end, I'll be Running Free with Unchained.
Oh, I love this. They're thinking of songs that we never thought of here. We think we're Einstein geniuses here. That's why we took this job. But evidently, we're no match for a worthy opponent like yourself. Thanks for giving us a call. You know, don't forget, also in a few minutes coming up, we have Lloyd Kaufman. Now, you could watch this in rehab. This is the only stuff that you would probably be able to sit through. This is the fellow from the head of Troma Studios. He's the one who's responsible for the Toxic Avenger. And, of course, Poultrygeist is coming up. This is about to send the people from PETA over the edge here. This is the guy, this is the fella, actually, who's been banned by Blockbuster. They've never carried their films. And this is the company where you've seen some amazing names before. Bob De Niro, the fellas from South Park, and so forth, have all been participants of the Troma Studios. His name is Lloyd Kaufman, and he's going to be coming up right after the next break here. All right, let's get back to priorities. Rehab. I see where, I was talking that Ozzy Osbourne's kid, Kelly, unfortunately has to go back to rehab, whatever. There's no joke there. But I said, you know, it is the weekend, and in celebration, I'll drink to that. What song would you choose to get out of rehab? We'll play them all next Friday, but we'll read the list at some point today. And if you think of a given song as we continue through the rest of the evening, feels like evening to me, After Hours Radio, you call it first thing in the morning. Phone, please, Hutch.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, you're on.
Hey, Dave, what's happening?
How are you this morning? Do you have a big weekend planned?
I'm going to go out maybe tonight, but that's about it.
Okay. What do you recommend? What's a great song for getting out of rehab?
Well, I'm going to have to steal yours. Getting Out of Rehab is Beautiful Morning, but I'm going to pay homage to the host here. While you're drinking, everybody wants some.
Ooh.
And while you're in rehab, I ain't got nobody.
Ooh, this is excellent. We have a nation of poetics who aren't afraid to use their poetic license on us. I'm from the poetry police. Step away from the pencil, son. Thank you for calling. Good thinking stuff. Wow. We get the smart ones, huh? We get the tramps, too. Who wants anything in the middle? 866-313-3733. And the jury is still out. Which one we've got? I hope she's both. She's coming in from SF Factor. S Factor, it's called. And this is Sheila Kelly. She's going to be on at 9 o'clock, coming up in about an hour or so here. And she's the young lady who invented the pole dancing stripper nation booty class. I don't know what you would call this. I think this is a superb idea. You get yourself a transportable pole, or you come to the studio. She's actually opening up a line of studios, a chain of them. So I guess you can, you stop at Kentucky Fried Chicken and then make your way to stripper class. Whew, sounds like a weekend to me. Can I watch? 866-313-3733. Phone Hutch. Rehab, please.
Adam.
Go ahead, Adam.
How you doing, Dave? My first song going in would be Stairway to Heaven.
You think it's Stairway to Heaven like you're going to the promised land kind of a thing?
Exactly.
Because when I think of Stairway to Heaven, I think of clinical depression by the second chorus. And that would send me to rehab, so I'm in agreement with you. Continue, please.
While you're in there, I would say The Wall by Pink Floyd.
Ooh, and it's got that dark tone, huh? It's got that real somber minor key thing. Gloomy. Dig it, dig it.
Exactly. And when you're coming out, U2's A Beautiful Day.
And we've crossed like three different communities in terms of the kinds of music that's here. Great thinking. What do you do for a living, my friend?
I'm a cop.
Okay, well, there's a guy who knows all the different diversity of all the crazy neighborhoods we're talking to here. Good thinking. Stay safe, my friend. Have a great day. 866-313-3733. We're going to read the list at the end of the show. If you think of a tune as we're continuing, give us a buzz, or you can email us, davidleeroth.com, worldwide. Let's take one more, and then when we come back, we're going to have Lloyd Kaufman. He's the head of Troma Studios. You know the Toxic Avenger, Terror Firmer, and, of course, the upcoming Poultry Guys. I sampled that. Well, hey, that's good. Do that. Go ahead, Brian.
There you go.
Oh, that could be like the murder scene when he sneaks into the coop.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
One more call for rehab, or I'm going to have to check in early.
John in Cleveland.
John in Cleveland. Are you in rehab yet?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Dave?
Excellent, John. What is your song selection today?
Well, I guess you can take this either way. How about Bottoms Up, Get Me In?
Why are so many of my songs... involved in this? And why is it during the Olympics they clean up all the commercials and we wind up with KY jelly tastes like cinnamon, and then we do condom advertisements, Durex. Don't forget the special Durex drill. It sounds like this. And now all my songs are being used for sending you to rehab. I'm going to take it as a compliment. What about during?
During, I'm not sure, but how about getting out? We have 1 foot out the door.
Excellent. These are songs that I know. See, as you say them, I go silent because I got to think of what the lyrical content or what the tone of it is. Most of our stuff is celebrating. So I guess we celebrated our way into rehab and our way out this opening segment here. Don't go away. We're going to be right back with Lloyd Kaufman. He's the head of Troma Studios. Popcorn, please.